Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Curtis Claypool?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26
no, 40.
To 40, 41?
40.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, stone mason, marble mason?
Bricklayer.
Okay, thank you. And on the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice,
foreman,
finisher or helper? Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Not right now.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks,
I
one to four.
Nothing, zero. I'm semi-retired.
Okay, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership or no?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think about the same.
Okay. And do you get this sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Same.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, there's not enough. We need more.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them, yes or no?
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily privately through your state or local government, through the federal government, or do you not know?
Privately.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
I think more.
Okay. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I'm hoping it gets better, but I think it'll stay the same.
And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job or something else?
No, I don't have no concerns.
And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
And changing the subject to the work beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The first one is cable news. The next one is friends and neighbors, radio, print or online newspaper, local TV news programming, or the internet or social media. Okay? Please rank
cable,
those sources from...
Cable news.
Okay, this is the first one. And the second one you rely most, or the most likely you get your news from? Radio, newspaper,
radio.
TV?
Yeah, radio.
Okay. And what about the third one? Internet, TV,
yeah,
newspaper,
internet.
Or print? Internet. Okay. And after that, Friends and Neighbors, newspaper, or TV?
TV.
And the last two, Friends and Neighbors or newspaper?
Newspaper.
Okay. And now, we're almost done with the survey, by the way. Thank you so much for kind of to help us. Which cable network is your preferred news source? Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, or another news channel?
Newsmax.
Oh, okay. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, the environment, education, healthcare, foreign policy, immigration, jobs, and the economy, or someone else?
Immigration.
And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, or no?
Yeah, I saw it before.
And how much will you say you have seen, heard, or read? A lot, just some, or a little about it?
Just a little bit.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I don't think it's needed.
Okay, not so important or not at all?
Not so important.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democratic Party or Republican Party?
Republican Party.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I don't support either one of them.
Okay. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job he's doing?
Strongly disapprove.
Support
on everything. So you don't even have to ask me because it's everything.
Okay, but I need to read everything verbatim, so I will read very fast, okay? Support for labor unions.
Nice.
That is strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Foreign affairs?
Very strongly disapprove.
Healthcare?
Strongly disapprove.
Immigration?
Very strongly disapprove.
And the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
And now we're 75% of the survey, we're basically in the last part. And again, thank you for your help. Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Almost certain.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Trump.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Oh, yes, sorry. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Just fair. And how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
They need to be more involved with the working people. They're all just politicians now.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Or more involved in what way? Maybe with the safety or with begging.
How about being able to man projects?
Okay.
They just put the contractors out there on their own. They don't even help it hardly at all.
Okay, just give me a second and let me document your answer. And now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? Wherever it comes to your mind.
Apprenticeship.
I'm sorry?
Apprenticeship. Bringing more people in.
Okay. A private ship, is that correct?
No, apprenticeship. It's apprentice. Bringing more young workers into the trade.
Okay. Let me record that. And now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, text or job site, email or mail?
Text.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Probably four times a year.
And now I would like to ask you the last few questions, just for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I'm a registered Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race or ethnicity?
My what?
Your race or ethnicity.
I'm a white male.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My name's Curtis.
Curtis. Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great evening.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.